In this bulletin, ANZ and the CBA lift their home loan interest rates, Jeff Clark charged with historic fraud offences, and Australia's John Millman out of the US Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. ANZ and the Commonwealth Bank have announced that they'll be raising their home loan interest rates. ANZ's variable mortgage rates will go up by 16 basis points. But the bank says home loan customers in drought-declared areas of regional Australia will be excluded from the change. Meanwhile, the Commonwealth Bank will increase their rates by 15 basis points. It comes after Westpac announced a similar rate rise last week. A man has died after a crane dropped its load at a construction site in Melbourne's east. It's understood the crane was carrying a tub of wet concrete when it fell into a pit where three men were working. One man remains in a critical condition while a third suffered minor injuries. Investigations into the accident are ongoing. A former head of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Commission, Jeff Clark, has been charged with historic fraud offences. Fraud and extortion squad detectives have confirmed they've charged four people, including 66-year-old Jeff Clark, his wife Trudy Ann Clark, and their two sons Jeremy and Aaron Clark. All four members are due to face the Warrnambool Magistrates Court in Victoria on October 1st. Jeff Clark has told SBS News he'll fight the charges, which he says are politically motivated.
This is a political assault. It is designed to take me out of the political equation yet again and question, my family's integrity and honesty.
At least two people are dead and dozens missing after a powerful earthquake hit Japan's northern island of Hokkaido. The magnitude 6.7 tremor struck early this morning, triggering landslides and bringing down several homes. Residents have been told that there'll be no power or water for days. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says keeping people safe is his number one priority.
I've heard reports of damage, such as people having cardiac arrests, landslides, collapsed buildings, and large-scale blackouts. Saving people's lives is our utmost priority, while the Japanese government as a whole deals with the disaster relief. We will deal earnestly with this crisis.
The Federal Opposition is claiming a letter that has just come to public attention shows that the Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, must be referred to the High Court over his eligibility to sit in the Parliament. The letter shows one of the Brisbane childcare centres Mr. Dutton has a financial interest in had a funding agreement with the federal government to allow the hiring of a special needs teacher. Some are claiming Mr. Dutton's financial interest in childcare centres that receive government funding makes him ineligible to sit in Parliament under Section 44 of the Constitution. The opposition's legal affairs spokesman, Mark Dreyfus, says Mr. Dutton is likely to be ineligible to sit in Parliament and a final binding ruling must be sought from the nation's highest court.
Peter Dutton is quite probably ineligible to sit in the Parliament and the advice that was obtained from the Solicitor General does not clear this up. Labor says that Peter Dutton should be referred to the High Court of Australia because the High Court of Australia needs to resolve the question of his eligibility.
Australia's John Millman is out of the US Open. It follows a straight sets quarterfinal loss to Novak Djokovic. Djokovic has told ESPN that Millman put up a great fight.
He's truly a great fighter. Amazing. He's had an amazing tournament, first quarterfinals. Yeah. He won against Roger a couple nights ago. You know, to come out after that kind of win and fight here for 3 hours, he deserves a round of applause, definitely.
We'll now look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers and 19 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 16. Melbourne, also cloudy, 16 degrees. Hobart, late rain in 15. Canberra, a shower or two, 17. Wollongong, also showers and 20. Sydney, much the same, 22. Newcastle, showers and 22 degrees. Brisbane, a possible late shower, 25. Cairns mostly sunny, 29, and Darwin a sunny day and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.